Are you doing it?
That's a little personal, Oprah. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming around the planet at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a professional English muffin competitive eater, ladies and gentlemen, she likes butter on them, Alexis Thompson.
But are you doing it? Oh, yeah, I love an English muffin. Happy Friday, Fluffy.
Happy Friday, Bunny.
Happy Friday, Mike.
Happy Friday.
That's right.
Are you doing it?
And happy Friday to all of you on this Friday, September 16th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to National Grenache Day. Welcome to Mayflower Day. Welcome to Mexican Independence Day. Welcome to Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day. Welcome to Collect Rocks Day. Welcome to National Concussion Awareness Day. Welcome to Guacamole Day. Welcome to Teenager Workout Day. Welcome to Step Family Day. Welcome to National Tradesman Day. Welcome to National Tattoo Story Day. Welcome to Working Parents Day. Welcome to Wrinkled Raincoat Day. Welcome to World Play-Doh Day. I have no idea. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson on this Friday. I ask, how the hell's your coffee?
Can you hear this?
What did you get today?
I got a fancy, fancy drink this morning.
Did you go to Starbucks?
I did. I had some time and I said, can I have that brown sugar thing? And he was like, yeah, brown sugar shaken macchiato ice cream and goodness.
No.
And I said, that.
Iced brown sugar, oat milk, shaken espresso.
That's delicious.
Isn't it? I know.
Oh, it's making my day.
I know. My Starbucks.
It's going to be a long day.
If Starbucks was actually opened, I could get one. But
you did get something special, though, today, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. But first, Mike.
Yeah. How's your coffee, Mike?
It's boring as always. My girlfriend calls it my boomer juice because I just have it black and that's it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's what I usually do.
Lex just likes just nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing in hers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine comes from my dear friends at Caribou. Caribou, where they open when they say they're open. Thank you. It's delicious. I know. I'm not bitter at all.
That one location.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, no problem. I think it was 4 minutes that it took to order and get this.
For your Starbucks?
Yes. I'm just giving the, counter. That's as specific to that one.
Got
Starbucks,
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Fascinating.
Oprah's very fascinated about that. Yeah.
She sounds
you, Oprah.
Like it.
Fascinating.
Oh, Oprah, anything else you want to say?
Have you let yourself go?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of have, Oprah. Yeah. And once again, I'm almost done with mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started the show. I don't care.
It's dangerous, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Whew,
there,
a week.
I'm done.
What a day.
I know. You said you're going to have a long day. You are. What's going on? Is Zen going to junior high or what's happening?
Yeah, no, that's actually on Monday. But, CryptoCon is this weekend, the big horror convention.
Right.
So setup is today and then it actually starts tonight.
Oh,
and then
Lord.
Long night Saturday and Sunday. Now, I won't be there as often because I'll be with the babe. But, get the ball rolling and get it all set up. It's been sold out. VIP experience, general admission. I guess all the hotel rooms. It's going to be a big one.
Where is it at this year, Lex?
Man, I knew that was the next question.
you,
I was
Lex?
Like, oh, he's going to want to know where it is. And
yeah, of course. So I can
of
put
course. Like
so we can get you guys some plugs here.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. I don't mean it bad. I just thought, I should really have this open right now because it changed within the last year. So, but it's at Crown Plaza in Plymouth.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And they pretty much take over. It's really fun. Brendan Fraser is one of the stars that will be there signing things and taking pictures and lots of great stars there too. So it's going to be a fun weekend.
Fascinating.
Thank you. You know what's so funny? What? Was that you think of like horror, right?
Yeah.
And they like to watch a lot of, and I'm saying they, but I guess I'm part of that too in some ways, even though, you know, some scary movies I don't really like at all, but they're the biggest sweethearts. We never have any problems with people stealing things, haggling, to the point where you're just like, just go away. You know, they're all very nice. There's people, there's lots
you
of
mean
cosplay.
The horror fans.
Yeah, the crowd that comes.
Oh,
now,
got
definitely,
it.
They're probably having sex parties in the clown room upstairs. I don't know. But when they come
fascinating.
I mean, it's all consensual.
Yeah.
They've got these
sex
rooms,
sex,
you know.
And ecstasy.
That's right.
That's right, Oprah.
That's right. But they have, you know, a clown room, and they have the Ghostbusters come, and it's just really fun.
I bet they
just
do, girl.
So I'm sure they have a really good time.
Oh.
But they're all great people is what I'm saying. Yeah. We don't have a lot of problems, which you think might be something because they're late nights and they're hanging out all night. And, you know, but they're just the best people around.
Very creative and fun. You don't care what they do in room 378. You know what I mean? If they want to
have your fun. I'm sure it's kind of fun. Yeah, you're dressed up and you're feeling good and look at
you. You're dressed up like Michael Myers. You take that mask off and you bump some uglies.
Or you keep it on. You know? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you do. Maybe you're into that. A little kinkiness. Oprah, any advice for those sex parties?
The first thing you need to do in preparing for sex, I said, is wash yourself.
That's right. Yeah. Wash yourself.
Yeah.
Wash yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
Because do you have, you don't, obviously don't name them, but are there other conventions where the people aren't as nice consistently?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Well, just some like general Comic Cons, we've had problems with ceiling
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. I never thought that would be something we'd, I guess it makes sense when you really think about it, but you know, you just think of people walking around buying your things and having a good time. We've got vintage toys. We've got some really cool horror stuff for this show specifically. But yeah, that is a problem. And just in general, people hanging out or asking, hey, and look, I feel like it's not a garage sale. You know, this, we have a price for a reason.
Yeah.
You can ask for maybe a little discount or if you bundle some stuff, but
That's good to know though, because
you do run into that.
Yeah, if people never go to these conventions, it ain't an auction, people.
No,
you know, it's not a, you know, I'll take $4, $4.50. No, it's not. That's not what it is.
Or like it's like, you know, they're offering a quarter of what the price is, and you're like,
no.
Just think about all the vendors and what we've done to get there. You know, you're sourcing, you're pricing, you're cleaning, you're setting up, it's just, you're pricing things for a reason, you know?
Yep.
So I always have to think about that too, especially when you're dealing with makers, because there's a whole makers market at Crypticon and other, you know, conventions like this.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about the amount of time
it takes
to make
yes.
it, let alone schlep it over there and set up your booth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
don't barter too much, people.
Oh, right.
Don't barter too much.
There's kind of a time and place for that, you know?
Yes.
There's been somewhere we just will never do again for
because
of the crowd,
cons,
because of the people, because of, you know, the organizers not having your back. There's a lot of that. But this one is not that. So we love doing this one every year. Oh yeah. And the people that show up, it's just really fun.
Well, and I love Plymouth, my old home.
That's right, Jace.
The Plymouth, yep.
And the Crown Plaza there, have you?
I've been in there.
You have,
I've been in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've got lots of different rooms, and it's really a fun little
It's a nice hotel. But, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. You've been to Crypticon, haven't you, Jace?
I have been to Crypticon. Yeah. I went to one in Bloomington, yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice. The people are, I love, good fandom, not the toxic rivers that
That's
run through.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, not the toxic folks at, you know, Star Wars and Marvel, I mean, you know, these pig people that are just gross and they ruin it for everybody else. But
they're inclusive.
But main nerds, and I'm one of them, you know, they're good people. They're there to have fun. They're good to celebrate the things they love, the intellectual properties that they love. And they're usually really nice and just kind.
And they don't shame you for not knowing. They're like ready to go, oh, well, this is this and this is that. And, oh, this you should watch. And, you know, that it's not shameful. Like, you don't know.
So it starts tonight, right?
Who this person runs, is? Yes.
Runs tonight, through Sunday?
Through the weekend, yes.
Through the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And Old School Twirls will be there.
Now I'm going to tell you the tickets for Project Dawn and Dirty Film Fest are open. Presented by David at First Equity, girl.
There's not a lot of tickets left, are there, Juice?
No.
I got to go here and see.
Yeah, go see if we can get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We're raising money let's order some. Local charities, Twin Cities Film Fest, Alexander House, One Heartland, and Face to Face. If you want tickets, go to mytalk1071.com and enter keyword project. I will tell you why I'm flying on a Ford Focus when we come back.
Yes!
Hello, everyone. I'm Jace with Lex and Mike filling in for Dawn, who is continuing her National Lampoon's European vacation.
Yes.
You can follow her adventures at Dawn at Dark. She's been posting a lot of great pictures. So take a look at that. And while you're at it, follow us too. Lex in the Cities. You can see Alexis's glow-in-the-dark yarn adventures.
Pretty cool.
Uh-huh. And then mine's
Jason. What have you got up there going on?
Well, you know, I'm trying TikTok now, Lex. I'm trying to...
Yes! How's that going?
It's going pretty okay. Going okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going okay. I'm trying, girl. I'm trying.
Yeah. So, that's all that matters.
Mr. Jason Matheson on the TikTok, because a child in Idaho has my name. So,
yeah,
damn kids.
It happens. Anyway. Same.
I love kids. Yeah, you have a golf. You have a golf
golfer.
Teenager.
Yeah,
in yours.
Oh man, wait. So wait, what's going on here? Something about a Ford Focus.
Yeah, I'm flying. I told you last week that this month we didn't plan it this way. But we have something every weekend.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean for this to happen, but we had to go see my family last weekend because of a medical situation and timing. So I drove my mother to see her sisters, my family last weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend, two of my high school four or five were reuniting in Indianapolis and asked if I would like to join them. And I don't get to see the girls that much. So I said yes quickly. But when I said yes, all the other plans had not materialized yet.
Oh.
So when I said yes, this was the only thing I had going on in September. And then everything kind of blossomed around it. Anywho, I'm not complaining. I'm very excited to leave today, but I'm leaving right after the show and I'm flying to Indianapolis. To reunite with my girls, Mish and Ange and Chris, who I've been friends with since 1987.
Awesome.
Ange I've known since 86, but I had a crush on her. But anyway, she was a cheerleader. She was really popular. She took pity on me. And then my mom got her New Kids on the Block concert tickets, and then that cemented our friendship. But anyway, if you've ever flown... To, you know, and Indy is, a top 25 city. But if you've flown to smaller cities, you know, you don't always get the big planes when you fly.
Oh, I see now. Oh, yeah. Right. You got the hopper.
Girl, and I'm not the world's best flyer. I'm way better than I was like 10 years ago. But I still, it's not something I would choose to do. So I look, you know, Colin tells me, and when I say Colin, I mean Colin Matheson Travel Agency. Colin basically books everything and then daddy pays for it.
You're calling yourself daddy.
Yeah, whatever. I've given up. It is what it is.
All right, daddy.
But so he told me, he goes, I forgot when he did this, but he goes, oh, by the way, I think it was last week when we were in the car driving to Chicago. He goes, oh, by the way, your flight to Indy? I said, yeah. He goes, you're on a very small plane. It's basically like a Patsy Cline plane, like just very. And I was like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah." And I took a look at it, girl.
Oh,
is it one? Oh my god!
One seat on each aisle.
Girl, it's a Pontiac Grand Prix with a pelican on the back. I mean, it's literally a freaking pelican. is going to flap us to Indy. That's how big this damn plane is.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a Pontiac Grand Prix with a couple wings that they have super glued to the body of that car. That's how big this damn thing is. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. But then he, you know, then he saw the fear in my eyes, and he goes, but Jace, you're on a big plane the way back.
Oh, okay.
And I said, okay, that's fine. I'm
on
a. You
won't be thinking about that on the way there, though.
No, I will not be. I will be thinking, I will be looking out the window to see how the electrical tape is holding up. Like, how are the wings? Are the wings attached?
You might not have to sit next to someone, so that's kind of cool.
No, I do have to sit next to someone.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Kenny is going to be so ashamed of me, but I didn't. I'm.
Oh.
I'm in steerage with you people.
You're back with us.
I'm
all
with
right.
you people. Yes.
Order a ginger ale and Lex, have some fun.
Lex, I'm behind the curtain. I'm behind.
Do
Mr.
they
Gorbachev.
Even have a curtain on a little Ford Focus plane? I don't know.
They have bubble wrap. They just put bubble wrap up.
It's some tool.
But Kenny's going to be so mad at me and so ashamed.
Yeah.
But I'm back.
I'm proud,
though. With you people. I'm back with the Gingy people.
Get back in steerage with us.
Yeah. I know. I just. So it's a double.
How much is it to go to Indy?
Girl!
It is
really damn expensive.
Really?
Everything is. That's why we drove and people are nodding their heads in the car.
Okay.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you have tried to book a flight recently.
Yeah.
Oh, my good. That's why we drove to Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. Steerage. $600 for last weekend's tickets if we would have flown to Chicago.
Yep.
And Indy was mad expensive, but I had to. I certainly wasn't going to drive.
Right,
You know, that's a long-ass drive. I've done that way too many times in my life. But anyway, yeah, it's really expensive. And again, so when I booked this, I thought, wow, I'm paying so much. Girl, I better get like a real plane. I better not get a Fisher-Price plane. And then what do I get? A Pontiac Grand Prix, girl. I got a Toyota Camry with wings.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear about this on Monday. This is going to be fabulous.
Have your phone near you around noon because I will FaceTime your ass like I did when I was on that train. I will. If I'm around scary people, I'm FaceTiming you. I'm like, girl, look at this.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
That guy took off his shoes. I got a guy eating a box of Cheez-Its next to me. Anyway.
Do you guys just hang out and you're
going to
be
out.
Shopping or
yep.
drinking?
Yep.
Or?
Drink it. Although everything you just said, yes. We're gonna
Sounds
take
like fun to me.
I can't wait. Get your tickets for Project Down and Dirty Film Fest right now. Details at mytalk1071.com. What's the newest trend in cocktails? Alexis will tell you when we return.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Thursday, Ben comes home from the war with plans to move out, but his father has other ideas.
It's your new office, son.
Then it's Magnum Excitement starring Tom Selleck, the hot new star of the 80s. And on Knott's Landing.
I would think that JR is a good person to know if you need money.
But will JR Ewing help Gary? Catch all the excitement Thursday. Da,
da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
The hot new star of the 80s, Tom Selleck, everyone.
Oh, yes.
That's from 1982, advertising the Thursday night lineup on CBS. The Waltons, Magnum P.I., and then Knott's Landing.
Wow.
The Waltons. Wow. Welcome back. Jason
Tom
and Alex.
Selleck. Wow.
Hot new star of the 80s,
big
Lex.
Crush on him.
Did you?
I did.
Oh. See, he wasn't my jam. I didn't like the mustache, the baboon hairy chest kind of thing. No, I didn't like that.
I like ye.
Yeah,
no, yeah. I loved Magnum PI too.
Yeah, because that shows your speed.
Yeah, oh,
that
for
is
sure.
totally your speed.
And the movie, The 3 Men and a Baby. I still love those movies.
I like 3 Men and a Little Lady actually a little bit more.
That too.
Yep.
Oh.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jace with Lex and Mike filling in for Don McClain on this Friday, September 16th, 2022. You know, there's trends come and go in cocktails. I just said in my Red Cow ad there, espresso martinis are huge.
Yes.
Huge.
So good.
And I really do mean it. I'm not just saying it for the commercial. Ian, who does, he's the beverage manager, grand poobah director for Red Cow, Red Rabbit. He has crafted a really fantastic espresso martini at the Reds, Red Cow, Red Rabbit. But
it's a nice big pour, though, right?
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. And it's just like a little creamy, like not a, I like it just a tad with just a hint of creaminess. You know what I mean? Just a little bit, not too much.
Yeah, too creamy is annoying.
Yeah, I want espresso forward. Yeah, too creamy. That's my motto. But there's another trend, though. What is this?
Size matters. Mini cocktails are the big thing now. You'll see a lot at restaurants with flights of different cocktails. I can see maybe if you just want to try it for the first time, you know, and just so you're not committed to a full cocktail.
Yeah.
But we're talking 1 to 2 ounces of a drink. Something special.
1 to 2 ounces?
Yeah. They're dink. Dinky dink.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. At first, when I read about this, I thought, well, is this really happening around here? And then I did have lunch. I did have a drink.
What?
Surprise, surprise.
What?
And it came in a glass that was like the skinny. It looked like a tall shot glass, but it was a full, they called it a full cocktail. And it was definitely a full cocktail price. And I wasn't expecting that, so that was a little disappointing. I guess if you're ordering a mini cocktail, you know what you're getting. I need to also maybe bust out of my buffet mentality or my Texas mentality. Bigger is better.
What do you mean your buffet mentality? What do you mean?
Meaning that you see like a mini cocktail, I'm kind of like, what's the point? But then I'm like, well, okay, maybe, because it's kind of like tapas, you know, where you can, they give you like 3 little bites, right? And then you can order a bunch of them because it's really fun and you can try all these things. And I love that. So then when I think about it in that way, I'm like, okay, this is great. But then, of course, if there's one that you really like, I'm hoping that the restaurant would also offer it in big girl size, you know?
So that's this what you're restaurant, going for. So you didn't expect... You didn't know that this was going to be a little dolphin spit of a cocktail.
I was ready for a drink.
Yeah.
And then that came, and then there was like big fruit in there and a bunch of ice. And I'm like, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
You wanted more.
Does that happen sometimes with your drink where you're just going, wait a second? I mean, I was getting, you know, I think maybe it's, maybe with a vodka drink, it's different.
Well, I'm just impressed.
Which I know where you go.
Yeah, I do. I'm just thrilled that mommy's having a cocktail.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just that right there's the headline to me, girl. Oh. That is fantastic.
Once in a while. I mean, I hate what I used to be, but you know, a few times a month I'll have a drink or so, meet a friend.
Yeah, I don't run into that because I drink a pretty basic. I'm not a big. I don't like the foo-foo cocktails. I don't like the craft cocktails because I'm just being real.
Yeah.
90% of the time, I don't enjoy them.
Yeah, they're too sweet.
I get them because they're on the menu. I'm trying someplace new. I feel the pressure to get, you know, like I went to Gavin Kaysen's new Mara, that new the bar in the Four Seasons.
Okay.
And I went there and Colin and I had just, we wanted a cocktail there.
Yeah.
Now, so when you go to a place like that, you feel the pressure of trying one of their specialty cocktails. But I should know, I should just order what I want. And what I just want, I'm pretty simple. I just want a vodka soda with 2 limes. Carcass out.
Right.
I'm a Dorit.
You know You're the Dorit. See, I love going to different restaurants and trying their specialty cocktails.
Yeah.
And maybe this is the way to do it. If they offer
maybe
a mini version of it, you can try it and see if you like it. And then you also can just maybe drink it quickly and go, okay, yep, back to my other drink, you know?
I see now that, I see, I think that mini cocktails would be something I would enjoy because
of that.
Again, 90% of the time, I do not enjoy what I order. And the culprit is the reason is usually the sweetness level. I do not like an overly sweet beverage.
Yeah.
And I especially don't like anything with mango. I think mango is the work of the devil.
Never. Wow. The juice is thick. It has a texture. It's like kind of fibery. Is that it, or is it just the taste, or both? Maybe
everything.
It's everything. Do you like a regular, just a mango?
No.
Or is it just the juice of a mango?
Oh. No, everything. I don't like. It's one of the never get me mango flavored anything. Ice cream, gum, fruit roll ups, beverages, slushies. No, it is my least.
Favorite fruit
flavor. Ugh. I just too damn sweet for me. Yeah. Way too sweet, the mango.
So send Jason all of the dried mango that you can find. Yeah. No, that's good to know. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you see that viral video yesterday of that? The Chick-fil-A employee?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you were going to say about the candy pickle, which
the what?
I want to try with you during Project Down and Dirty.
The candy pickle. What the hell is that?
So you take a pickle, you dry it off, scoop out the insides, you fill it with gushers. Then you take a fruit roll up, you roll that around the outside, and then a fruit by the foot, and then you wrap it the long way so it's all covered. Then there's like a tangy, I think it might be mango, but we'll do something different, like a liquid that you put on to make it sticky, and then you put tagine on top. And then that's the candy pickle. Or tahine.
Hated it.
Tahine.
What?
I know. That's crazy. Right? We're trying it.
I don't know anything. I don't know her. I don't know anything you just said. I don't know what you just said.
I thought you were talking about something on TikTok that you saw.
No.
Okay,
wait.
No, so now I'm obsessed with trying this.
Okay. Forget my story. We got to go back through this.
We have to go to that one too at some point.
I know, but...
You've got
to say what you just said slower. Okay. So what the hell am I trying?
Okay, so you...
This is on TikTok.
This is on TikTok.
Of course,
it's a candy layered pickle is what they're calling it.
Okay.
So you take a dill pickle, you cut one of the ends off, and you scoop out the inside.
Okay, so a normal... I need to walk through this.
Dill pickle, a big one.
Okay, and you cut off its ass.
Basically, yep, one side, so that you can scoop out the seeds and the inside.
That's a lot of work already, but go ahead.
Oh, man, we've only just begun, jeez.
Okay.
Then you shove a bunch of gushers, you know, those, like, they're little candies with, like, the liquid inside.
Yeah?
You put those inside.
Why would you want to do that? It's a dill pickle. Why are we putting candy in there?
I 100% agree, and I fully think we are going to hate this.
Okay, continue. I'm sorry. Okay, so
talk about sweetness.
Now.
Okay, so then you got the gushers in there. Then you take a fruit roll up and you wrap it around the outside
of the dill pickle. Okay.
Then you take a fruit by the foot and you wrap it around the longer end so that it's completely encompassed.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's a liquid that's usually, it's like a thick, like fruity, I forgot the name of it right now. It's off the top of my head right now. But basically you put that on top to activate the fruit by the foot and the fruit roll up to make it sticky. Okay. Yeah. And then you put tahine on top, which is...
like a spicy salt.
Yes. Chili...
And then what do?
And then you just bite into it. You don't cook it or anything.
You've got mail.
Mike, let's turn on AOL.
Has anyone tried this? Please let us know.
Megan Lane writes in, the candy pickle thing sounds positively vile. Just say no. I'm not doing this. I would rather eat a fart. Let me tell you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds awful.
It looks pretty gnarly.
Who did this? Who invented this?
Well, so it was on TikTok, the person that I saw try it was one of the producers on BuzzFeed.
Okay.
And she made it. And wow, that's... No. And then a friend sent it saying, you got to try these. Because, you know, I love the dill pickle.
Okay, we'll try this during Project Down and Dirty just so we can get a video just to make B. Arthur happy.
Right, won't we'll that be... This. Right, just yeah. for fun.
She's on our ass like...
Oh, did you send... I sent something yesterday.
I don't care about her. I don't know. I'm not... Okay. I'll care about you, so I'll do some... Okay. I'm going to do videos for her.
Yeah,
But that's it. For you. I'm just... No, she didn't post it. She's... Oh. Yeah, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to try this during Project Down and Dirty. So stay tuned, my talkers. It's going to be real exciting.
Oh, it's going to be great and disgusting, but
when we come back, I've been fascinated about this story for days and it just keeps going. Bethany thinks that she's being banned on social media.
Ooh.
For a reason. It's real juicy. I'll tell you about that when we come back. We are so glad you're here. Happy Friday, everyone. Or as my buddy Alexis says, Friday.
Happy Friday. Oh, I love when you say it now, too, James.
Mm-hmm. Friday.
Woohoo!
Mike turned on AOL for us. He paid the bill. And we have our phone system through AOL, too. We have Jonathan on the line. He's tried this pickle thing
yes.
that Lex was talking about. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Alexis. Good job, Mikey. Yay.
Yeah, it's Mike. Don't call him Mikey. He's not seven, Jonathan. Okay. Hey, Jonathan.
A compliment is due, by the way, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jonathan, you tried this pickle thing, right? Why?
Oh, absolutely. If you do this, you will not like yourself in the morning. It's absolutely one of the most disgusting things I've ever tried on the planet crazy, because my nephew made me do it, and I was going to make a TikTok video of me trying it, but I could not even taste what it was because it was so vile, I had to spit it out.
What?
Wow.
What was the flavor profile, Jonathan? What was it like?
It was a fruit roll-up, which is like a not mango, because I know you don't like that, but don't do that. I would use the grape fruit roll-up, the gusher grape, and the pickle, and then use water to seal the fruit roll-up. But don't do it, people. Your insides will not like you the next day. Trust me on this.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, Jonathan. Okay. Thank you. If you try any more gross food, let us know, okay?
Oh, Alexis, and by the way, get a grandma cart, sweetheart.
A what? A what?
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye, grandma honey. Cart. Bye. Have a great weekend. I was joking about, I don't know if you guys are the same way, but when I have to bring groceries up from the garage to the kitchen, I only want to take one trip. So I'll load my arms up with all the bags instead of taking two trips. And also when I've filled the water bottles and I put them in the fridge, I'll pick all of them up at once. Like I can't walk back and forth from the sink to the fridge twice. But for some reason, it's like this badge of honor that I only needed to take one trip. So I made a video about it. That's what Jonathan's talking about. He's like, just take a little cart around your house. Jonathan, I'm not doing that.
No. I am fascinated with this Bethany story, Alexis. Mm. Speaking of social media,
this
goes to what you said.
I love you for kinda. Even listening.
I was listening.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I was listening.
You do
the
that,
grandma
though?
Cart. Yeah, yeah. No, I was.
With
I was
your groceries
also.
And...
Now, admittedly, now Alexis.
Yeah,
admittedly, I was also. I was also queuing up the soundbite that I was getting ready.
No, I
had you up. Uh-huh. I had you up, and I was previewing Bethany to make sure she wasn't dropping the F-bomb.
Gotcha.
So, admittedly, I had both of you up at the same time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So Bethany. I did this on the talk show last week, but when was this? This was just 2 days ago. Bethany is still talking about this because it's still happening. So let me play what Bethany said, and then we'll talk about it on the other side, because she lays it out pretty well, obviously.
Kim Kardashian. I talk about her skincare line. I don't think I put it at the level, and the packaging was really impractical. And for someone who owns a private plane, which I don't think most of us do, and there you go. Be a big girl, be a big brand. You can take it. I said a couple of positive things. You know, you can't filter my reviews the way you do your photos, Kardashian. So I'm just going to say what I think. Like, I didn't give you any special treatment because I'm not scared. Very shortly thereafter, my Instagram reel videos went from what would be like on the average, like a million views to fewer than 100,000.
Isn't that crazy?
Huh?
And she brought this up on CBS Mornings with Gail.
Yeah.
And it's still happening. And that, look, I'm not an aluminum foil hat society kind of guy. You know that. I think people spend too much time thinking of conspiracy theories and thinking of things to be scared of. However, I think this shadow banning of Bethany is absolutely happening. I think the people that control the mechanisms, the wheels and cranks of Instagram and TikTok,
yeah,
who make a lot of money off the Kardashians, I think a lever was pulled when Bethany started criticizing their brand. Because how else would you explain that? Why else? Because she has been, since March, doing these beauty reviews, which has catapulted her to another level of stardom with youngins on TikTok. I mean, we know her and we love her from Real Housewives. Now she has another level of fame with these beauty reviews, these no-nonsense, no BS beauty reviews of pharmacy beauty stuff.
Yeah.
And then, as you heard, the real expensive celebrity crap. And she's just been doing them on TikTok to much success. And the minute she started criticizing the Kardashians, her views plummeted.
Oh, so she's thinking, you're thinking that it's the folks behind Instagram. I'm wondering if it could be fans of the Kardashians and maybe themselves. Because you can, you know, how you can make, say, like a video spam, or basically you can report a post.
Yeah.
Do you think that that might be happening?
Maybe. Something happened. Yeah. And Bethany, that was just 2 days ago. She was on Gail King a couple weeks ago.
How did Gail respond? Still, was she?
Gail believed her. Yes. Because it's just too weird, Lex.
It's hard to figure out the algorithm for sure.
Yes.
And especially if they're tinkering with it. It sounds like that.
But let me tell you, if you you got to watch her on TikTok if you care about beauty products.
Yeah.
Her reviews are so good. She will cut through the crap. She will tell you what is worth it. And a lot of these drugstore stuff is better than the expensive nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
It's real good. Bethany Frankel, just her name on TikTok, by the way.
I'm going to find that article and link it on our show page, too.
When we come back, we're loving a Chick-fil-A employee. We'll tell you why. Hour 2 begins right after this.